Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Tom Meredith, there, Gibson, Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIO, ready to get things underway. Let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison for the starting lineup.
First for Dunlap, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Ellie Sorensen. A 6'1 senior, number 22, Christina Britter. A 6' senior, number 23, Kai Kaler. 5'7 junior, number 24, Taraji Davis. And a 5'8 senior, number 25, Anise Sanya. Dunlap coached by Heather Cassidy, assisted by Phil Munoz. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 junior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'6 junior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'8 junior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. A 5'10 senior, number 50, Yvonne Mixon. And a 5'11 senior, number 52, Emily Meinert. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Kennedy Minor, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith there. Gibson Streaks in their home white. Silver numbers trimmed in black. Silver and black trim on the shorts. Dunlap in their road maroon. Gold numbers trimmed in white. Gold trim on the shorts as well. Stepping into the center circle, 5'11", Emily Meinert for the Streaks, and at 6'1", Christina Britter for the Dunlap Eagles. Got the heavy brace on her left knee that she tore the ACL in last year. That was a quick jump, quick tip there. Ball barely got out of the official's hands, and Britter had tipped it already. Dunlap with the basketball to start the games. Streaks man-to-man defense, right side. It goes to Kaler, excuse me, top of the key. It is Taraji Davis. Davis brings it out right of the center circle, being guarded by Kelsey Legg. Now gets to Kaler. She'll dribble left into the paint. Stolen away by Emily Meinert. Good double, but now she has it stolen away in turn by Anise Sanye. Good hustle. Good job of doubling and helping out by Emily Meinert. This is Sanye. Now Kelsey Legg got away with one there and then went to the floor. She knocked it away and ran into Davis at the same time. Dunlap gets the ball back. This is Britter out on the right wing with it. Spins into the paint. Jump shot up and no good. Rebound off the hand of Emily Meinert. Kelsey Legg brings it down. She's fouled from behind, and I think it's going to go against Anise Sanye. Sanye picks up the first foul in the basketball game.
Well, I think one of the things that's really going to come to light here is if Emily can step up against Britter, because this is a pretty good matchup for her. They both play a similar style game, and if Emily can come to play in this one, she could get Britter in foul trouble pretty early.
Very similar athletically, that's for sure. Britter may have a couple inches on her, according to the rosters, but they're pretty close in height. Streaks with it, man-to-man defense from the Eagles. Kelsey Legg dribbles right and has it knocked away by Davis, and the Streaks will have it from in front of the Dunlap bench. 6:46 to play first quarter, no score. Chloe McCarthy to inbound, and it comes to Kelsey Legg right of the center circle. She'll shout out some instructions, gives to Yvonne Mixon between the circles. Right wing out high goes to Emily Miner. Now it's Kelsey Legg. Back door goes to Emily Miner. Wide open under the basket. Puts it up. Hammered. Yeah, Christina Britter. She was open. Then Britter closed out on her. Hammered her across the arm. So just what you were talking about, Eric, you get it under there. And that was actually Britter losing Emily on the back door there.
Yeah, and I think that's what the Streaks have to look for, is to try to get Britter in foul trouble, because I think that really collapses this team. They become more of a perimeter team as opposed to what they want to play, which is with that nice inside-outside balance.
First free throw in and out for Emily Miner. Second one's up, and that one rolls off no good. Emily Miner had Yvonne Mixon had her hand on the rebound, but Britter knocked it away, and the Streaks will get it back, get another crack at it. Kelsey Legg to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Chloe McCarthy. Takes it to the wing, back to the baseline to Kelsey. Fakes a three, drives, puts up the runner in the paint, couldn't hit it, and rebound is brought down by Britter. Those long arms tapped it a couple times and was able to reel it in and keep it away from Kelsey Legg. 6-17 to play first quarter, no score. Left wing, this is Sorensen, drives to the right side, all the way down the right side of the lane, throws up a runner. It's an air ball, and the rebound brought down by Emily Miner. Down court it goes to Andrea Sampson. Andrea drives baseline, brings it back out to the wing, bounces for Kelsey Legg right of the center circle. Under 6 minutes to play first quarter, no score between the Dunlap Eagles and the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Right baseline, Emily Miner outside the three-point arc, gives to Kelsey Legg. Now between the circles, Chloe McCarthy, left wing, Andrea Sampson traveled, no call, and now they're going to call it. As she put it on the floor after she kind of shuffled the feet and then got between the defenders and was going to make the pass and kind of lifted the pivot foot. So the Streaks turn it over with 5:47 to play here in the first quarter. This is Taraji Davis across midcourt, right of the center circle, high post. It goes to Britter, working against Yvonne Mixon. Now pushes into her, no call, spins into the paint, puts up the five-footer, no good. Good defense by Yvonne. Good help from Emily Miner, who got the rebound. She's done the same move twice now, that spin back to the
middle
into the paint from the right block. Andrea Sampson, right baseline. Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Swing it to Kelsey Legg, left wing. Back to Andrea, right wing. Now it's Kelsey between the circles, left wing. Chloe McCarthy, who had Emily down on the block, missed her. Now Andrea with it, bounces for Yvonne down on the right block. Swing it to Chloe, left wing for three. Airball it, rebound Andrea Sampson. Kicks out to Kelsey, back to Chloe, left wing. Now to Emily down on the left block, goes in against Britter, puts it high up, missed it, and the rebound comes down to Sorensen. And I think Emily's just got to get herself more set on that shot.
Yeah, and she can't worry about getting her shot blocked either.
Kai Kaler brings it down right side, lost a handle on it initially, then got it back, puts up the five-footer, good, 2-0 Dunlap. Chloe McCarthy with it. Kelsey Legg, top of the key, out high right side, Andrea Sampson. Now Kelsey between the circles, and Dunlap comes out into 2-3 zone this time. High post, Emily Miner, right wing, Andrea Sampson. Now to Emily on the block, kicks back out to Kelsey, left wing, Chloe down on the left block. It's Andrea, turns against, faces up against Britter, up over her outstretched arms and in. We're tied at 2, 4:20 to play first quarter. Like to see that, just go turn and go at her. Good job, Yvonne. We're tied at 2. Sorensen out high right side to Kaler. She'll penetrate, throws up a runner in the paint. That's way off the mark, but gets her own rebound to Sorensen, top of the key to Davis. Davis missed Britter there mid-post. Now pulls up with a 17-footer out high right side. Rebound tipped up by Britter. And now Kaler brings it down. Her shot partially blocked by Emily Miner. Emily's going to get the foul call. Came down on her with the body. So Kai Kaler is going to go to the free throw line with 2 shots. First foul on Emily Miner.
Who took the shot before? Was it Sorensen?
Yes. 3:54 to play first quarter. First free throw for Kai Kaler is up and good. She's got all 3 of the Dunlap points. First substitutions, Lauren Campbell and Deja Range check in. They'll replace Chloe McCarthy, Yvonne Mixon. In for Dunlap is Ellie Sutter. Elle Sutter, a 5'8 sophomore. Second shot for Kaler is up and good. And she replaced, let's see, was it? Nope, not Davis. She replaced Sanye. 4-2 Dunlap. Kelsey Legg, right corner, goes to Andrea Sampson down on the right block. Emily Miner fakes, then missed the shot. Weak side rebound, Deja Range up off the glass and in.
Well, again, Emily has to quit worrying about whether she's going to block her shot because she took way too many shot fakes there just trying to get Ritter in the air because she was afraid that she was going to get her shot blocked.
And that's something. You just go up with it because more often than not, they're going to call it unless it's a really, really super clean block, and then still sometimes they call it. Now driving down the right side. Nice move by Elle Sutter. Got it up off the glass and in. Wow. That was a nice move. 6-4 Dunlap. Lauren Campbell penetrates, her runner's up, and a foul called against, I think, Christina Britter. So that's her second. We'll see. It does go against Britter. Great job. Good take by Lauren Campbell there. She kind of pulled it up for her waist, and that's where Britter reached in. They called her for the foul. That is her second foul. So Lauren Campbell goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks.
Yeah, good news there for the Streaks. Get Britter out of the game.
First free throw up and good for Lauren. Riley Chalkley in for the first time. She replaces Kelsey Legg. Yvonne Mixon back in. She'll replace Emily Miner. 3:08 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-5. Lauren Campbell at the free throw line. Just hit the first.
Lauren just a 21.4% free throw shooter on the season.
Surprising the way those two look. That's for sure. And she hits both. We're tied at 6. Davis will bring it up for Dunlap. Walks it into the center circle. Out high left side, it goes to Sorensen. Sorensen, top of the key, working against Lauren Campbell. Now to Davis. She'll penetrate to the free throw line, spins right, and a block is, Riley Chalkley was just there defensively, and Davis spun and kind of bumped her and then spun the other way, and Riley got called for the foul. I'm not sure about that one. That'll be her first, second team foul on the Streaks. Inbound comes to Sorensen on the right wing. Out high right side, it goes to Davis. Under 3 minutes to play. Kaler, left wing, penetrates, puts up the left-handed runner off the glass, too strong. And the rebound comes down to Andrea Sampson. Outlet to Riley Chalkley. Riley will bring it across right of the center circle. 2-3 zone again by Dunlap. Now it's Lauren Campbell between the circles. Top of the key gives to Andrea Sampson, left baseline. Back out to Lauren, out high on the left side. Lauren Campbell, out high right side. Riley Chalkley, swing it to Andrea Sampson, but it's knocked away and stolen by Tara Davis, a 5'9 sophomore. She drives down the right side and lays it up and in. So Tara Davis with her first basket, and make it 8-6. Dunlap, 2:13 to play, first quarter. Riley Chalkley on the dribble, picks up out high on the left side. And pass stolen away again, this time by Taraji Davis. She drives down the left side, missed the shot, but there for the rebound and putback is Elle Sutter. She's got 4 points, and Coach Massey's going to call a timeout. And this is going to be a 30-second timeout with exactly 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trailing 10-6. Riley hasn't gotten a lot of playing time, and I don't think she's used to the speed of the game again yet. She got, of course, some playing time, varsity playing time last year, but she hadn't gotten a lot of playing time yet this year coming off a medical issue. So, yeah, that speed out there front, they've got, it's not only the speed, but some girls with some really long arms in the passing lanes as well.
Yeah, and you've got to see that, and you're right. I think part of it's just her rust from not getting a lot of time yet this year. If she's going to be out there, she's got to be able to pick it up in a hurry.
Streaks with the basketball. Kelsey Legg back in. Emily Miner back in. Yvonne Mixon. Megan Lingefelter in for the first time tonight. Under 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Streaks trail 10-6. High post, it goes Emily Miner. Free throw line, bounces right wing to Megan. Now it goes left wing to Lauren Campbell. That ball got tipped as well on that pass. But Lauren able to reel it in. And now she lost it. Bounces back for Kelsey. Right wing, it goes to Megan. Back to Kelsey. Out high right side. Now they're going to call the travel this time. There's been a lot of it tonight, and they haven't been calling it on both sides. Seen some shuffling of the feet or picking up the pivot foot before the ball gets put on the floor. That time it got called.
5 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks.
10-6 Dunlap, 1:30 to play, first quarter. Out high right side, it's Sorensen. Out between the circles, it goes to Sutter. Left wing, Kaler fires a three, missed it. Rebound comes out long to Kelsey Legg. Streaks on the run. Kelsey Legg across midcourt, right of the center circle. Gives to Megan Lingefelter, right wing. Now it's Kelsey Legg out high right side. Bounces back to Megan. Swing it over to Lauren Campbell, left wing. She'll dribble baseline. Fakes the pass. Now kicks back out to Kelsey Legg. Right wing, Megan Lingefelter fires a three. Bounces off, no good. Right on target. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Tara Davis. Davis on the dribble across midcourt right side. Under a minute to play, first quarter. Davis right wing to Taraji Davis. Tara to Taraji. She's got on the dribble, pounds it, and tried to get to Kaler down on the baseline. Knocked away by Kelsey Legg, and it'll go out of bounds with 48.1 to play. And Andrea Sampson will check back in. She'll replace Lauren Campbell. Kaler to inbound from the near sideline. And it comes to Sutter. And she'll fire a long three from out on the right side. Short, just barely through iron, yeah. I thought maybe it just barely kind of spun off the bottom of the iron there, but it's going to go back to the Streaks. It was on target, but yeah, way short. 35 seconds to play. Streaks with a chance to cut it to two or one with a three. Kelsey Legg, left wing. Andrea Sampson between the circles with 30 seconds to play. Dunlap's back in that 2-3 zone. Now Andrea, top of the key, fires a three. That's too strong, but banks it in. Hey, take him any way you can get him. She kind of shook her head, but it goes in. That's all that counts. 10-9 Dunlap, 17 seconds to play. Taraji Davis out between the circles. She's going to hold on now. Megan Lingenfelter comes out on her. Davis on the dribble with 10. Brings it out near midcourt with 8. Now to Kaler in the center circle with 6. She'll work one-on-one. Goes left down the left side of the lane. Now kicks out to Tara Davis. Now top of the key, it's Sorensen. Her three blocked by Andrea Sampson. And Tara Davis came down with a rebound. Shot no good, or it wouldn't count. Got it off too late at the buzzer. We played one quarter of basketball. It is Dunlap 10, Galesburg 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Three-pointer right wing from Kelsey Legg off the mark. Rebound comes down to Tara Davis for Dunlap. 10-9 Dunlap. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim for this non-conference game tonight between the Streaks and the Eagles. Right wing, this is Sutter with it. Sutter goes baseline and bounces for Davis. It went off of her hands. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Sutter's going to be a good ball player. A little bit too much spin on that pass, but she's a pretty good ball handler at just a sophomore, 5'8". Streaks with a chance to take the lead here, trailing 10-9, 7:20 to play here in the first half. Andrea Sampson, left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Back to Andrea, right wing, fires a three. Good! That one wasn't too strong. That one was perfect.
That was right on.
Two in a row. Streaks take the lead, 12-10, 7-10 to play first half. That was a travel on Sutter. Again, they missed it. She drugged the pivot foot as she kind of lost her balance, thought about making a pass. Sorensen drives down the right side, ran right into Yvonne Mixon. Yvonne gets the block and the ball. Kelsey Legg on the run, down the right side, stops on the wing. Gets to Chloe on the left wing, tab the key. Andrea thought about the long three. Sutter closed out on her. Now Andrea will set the offense against the 2-3 zone. Now it's Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. Kelsey brings it back out high, swings to Andrea right wing. Bounce to Yvonne down on the right block. Turns, kicks back out to Kelsey left wing. Free throw line, Chloe with a 15-footer up and in. That was good ball movement by the Streaks. And Galesburg with their biggest lead of 5, 15-10, 6.5 minutes to play first half.
I think that's wrong. It should be 14-10.
Oh, now it's 17-10. As Kaler misses a shot, Yvonne with another rebound. Quickly back the other way. Chloe drives left side, goes up, can't hit, but a foul's going to be called either Sutter or Tara Davis. We'll see which one gets the call. Does go against Tara Davis. That'll be her first foul. And that is the fourth team foul now on the Eagles. Chloe McCarthy will go to the free throw line with two shots. Just hit a 15-footer a minute ago. First one is up and good. So now it's 15-10 Streaks. 6:14 to play here in the first half. Back in is Anise Sanye for Dunlap. Chloe McCarthy's second shot is up and good. 16-10 Streaks. 6:10 to play here in the first half. Taraji Davis will walk it up for Dunlap. Gives out high right side to Sutter. Back to Davis right of the center circle. Now to Sutter. They're just kind of throwing it around. Then whoever gets it is kind of working one-on-one without Britter in there anyway. is the way it's gone so far. Now it's Sorensen, pulls up with a 10-footer in the lane from straight on. High Archer is up and good. Elle Sorensen with her first basket.
Well, this is where the Streaks really have to make some hay, is with Britter on the bench, because you know she's going to add, even if it's just a little bit, she's going to add something offensively.
Left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Tried to get to Yvonne, but Kaler stepped into the passing lane, steals it away. Saw that one coming. You got to bounce that.
Kaler. Well, and you got to see her coming top side and pass it bottom side, and you might have a shot.
Taraji Davis, right baseline, brings it out to the wing, gives to Sutter out high right side. Sutter dribbles right, now back to Davis. She'll fire the three right wing, missed that one badly, but rebound put back, no good by Kaler. Gets a rebound again, puts it up, off the glass, no good. And Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. Kaler's having trouble close to the basket. Out high right side, Andrea Sampson to Kelsey Legg, high post. Yvonne Mixon Emily Miner faces up, but bounces back out to Andrea Sampson, drives baseline, 10-footer up and no good. Rebound comes down to Sorensen.
I thought that was a real good move by Andrea.
Now nobody got back, and Sanye beat the Streaks defense back on the bounce pass, lays it up and in. That's her first basket, and make it 16-14 Streaks, 4:45 to play here in the first half. Yvonne Mixon gives to Kelsey Legg, out high on the left side, left baseline, Chloe McCarthy. Missed Yvonne there, posted up. Now it's Andrea Sampson in the center circle. She'll dribble right, gives to Kelsey Legg between the circles. Kelsey dribbles right. Now it's Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Kelsey Legg, right wing for three. Good! Wow. Hey, keep firing it up. It'll go in eventually. Got that one to fall. 19-14 Streaks. You know, the only unfortunate thing, we've hit three threes now. We're not getting the points in the paint like we thought we would with Britter out of there.
Right. But at the same time, we need to get those outside shooters going, and there's going to be a turnover.
Kaler just lost the ball, tried to cross over against Andrea Sampson, just dribbled it out of bounds as Deja Range and Lauren Campbell check back in for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins in for the first time tonight for the Streaks. 4:04 to play here in the first half, Streaks leading 19-14. It will be Riley Jenkins to set the offense, gives to Andrea Sampson out high right side to Riley on the left wing and over to her. Yeah, I think as Andrea was letting the pass fly, she saw Sutter jumping toward that passing lane and put a little extra on it, and Riley couldn't get to it.
Seventh turnover of the game now for the Streaks.
Tara Davis back in for Dunlap, and in for the first time tonight, Batia Butler, a 5'9 sophomore. This is Taraji Davis on the dribble. Down the left side of the lane, lays it up, got it, and a foul is going to be called on who? She ran into somebody. Who are they calling? Is that Deja?
Nope, Lauren Campbell.
Oh, Lauren Campbell, okay.
No.
Oh, it was on Deja.
Yeah, it was on Deja. Hmm. The scoreboard first flash 24, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right.
So, 24 at the free throw line and makes it, completes the three-point play, and that is Taraji Davis with her first 3 points of the game. Now it's 19-17 Streaks. Back in is Yvonne Mixon replacing Emily Meinert. She's out there with Lauren Campbell, Riley Jenkins, Deja Range, and Andrea Sampson. Dunlap's going to stick with that 2-3 zone. I'm surprised that the Streaks have hit three threes, that they're sticking with that 2-3, but I guess they feel without Britter in there that they wouldn't be able to guard the Streaks' bigs. Andrea Sampson, Lauren Campbell between the circles, right wing, Riley Jenkins.
Lauren has to go spot up. She's not being involved in the offense.
Fires a three from straight on, bounces high, rolls off, rebound tap by Deja Range, then knocked out of bounds by Tara Davis. I'm not sure. They didn't indicate whether that was a three or not. I think she might have been on the line, but they didn't indicate either
right,
way.
It looked like she was on the line, but they never really gave us any idea.
Kelsey Legg, Megan Lingefelter back in for the Streaks, replacing Andrea Sampson and Riley Jenkins. Kelsey will inbound from the right baseline. 3:18 to play in the first half. Streaks leading 19-17. Dunlap comes in with an 11-4 record. Kelsey, right baseline. Tried to swing it over Lorman.
That's
a travel. She caught the ball on top of her head and ran a step with it, and they didn't call the travel. Missed the shot. How do you miss? I mean, she caught the ball like on the side of her head and her shoulder and took two steps with it. Wow. I don't know how the word, but anyway, so Davis, who traveled with it,
right
now. She missed a shot, but Anise Asanya got the rebound, put back was no good, foul went, who'd the foul go against? I think Megan Lingefelter. So Asanya will go back to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Missed the first one. 19-17 Streaks, 3:07 to play here in the first half, first foul on Megan Lingefelter. Second shot for Anise Sanye is up and missed that one. And
nice
Yvonne
rebound.
Mixon skies for the rebound. Ripped it away from Kaler.
Four rebounds in the quarter now for Yvonne.
Lauren Campbell between the circles. Back to Kelsey Legg, right wing. Down on the block it goes.
Oh, right, how's that? Deja,
and, Kaler went over the back and knocked it away from Deja. They didn't call the foul. Kaler comes up with it. Kai Kaler down the right side. Kicks out to Sutter. Now it's Davis with the top of the key. Kaler fires a three. Got it. She's got seven of their 20. Now it's 20-19. Dunlap with the lead, and Coach Massey calls a timeout with 2:39 to play. He'll get Emily Miner back in there. And this is a 30-second timeout. Streaks trail 20-19. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan. They provide our transportation to all road games, and we'll be talking more about them again coming up on Saturday as we head up to suburban Chicago for the first game. And then, I know some people say Minooka's a suburb, but it's not. New Lenox, yes. Right? Or what would you say?
Close, I would say that. I would say
that might
New
be
Lenox
that stretching
might be a stretch.
Okay. But, okay, south of the south suburbs. How about that? Up in your neck of the woods,
right,
where you're from originally.
Exactly.
So we'll play Providence Catholic up there on Saturday early afternoon, and then Minooka later in the afternoon. We'll have all the details on that coming up for you at halftime on our scoreboard. Streaks with the basketball. 2.5 minutes to play, first half, trailing 20-19. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. Megan Lingenfelter, top of the key. Right wing, Andrea Sampson. Back to Megan. She'll fire the three. Bounces off short. Rebound comes down to Tara Davis for Dunlap.
Yeah, that one looked like it might be able to roll over the front of the rim. Just fell off.
Kaler, a line drive three from the left wing. Man, she's feeling it now. She hits two in a row. Kai Kaler was six in the quarter. 10 for the game, 23-19.
Kelsey misses on the answer.
And Yvonne on the rebound. They called her for the travel. Okay, now we've... My only problem, it hasn't been consistent because there's been a lot. And I said this has been both ways. I've said several times the streaks of travel they haven't called. Then you got the one, the obvious one, where the girl runs with the ball up on the side of her head. And then I don't think Yvonne even did that time. Now Kaler, that was Sutter, missed the three. Yvonne with another rebound, fifth in the quarter.
Sixth
in the quarter. Megan Lingenfelter with it to Kelsey Legg near the center circle, out high right side. Andrea Sampson now back to Kelsey between the circles. Megan on the left wing. Swing it to Andrea, right wing for three. Good! That's her third of the ball game, second in the quarter. Make it 23-22, Dunlap, a minute 30 to play in the half. Taraji Davis.
That's going to be open because they're really stacking on the inside.
Tara Davis traveled again before she drove in, missed the shot. Megan Lingenfelter with a rebound. Now it's Kelsey Legg. Megan Lingenfelter out between the circles. Got to Emily Miner. Wide open on the post up left side. Emily puts it up and in. Her first basket. Incredible pass. Great look from Megan Lingenfelter. Streaks retake the lead 24-23. A minute 5 to play in the half.
That was just a superior pass right there by Megan because the defense was there. She had to thread the needle, and a good job by Emily when she got it just to go right to the rim. Oh, what a
block three by Andrea Sampson as Kaler tried to sell it. She fell to the ground, and that was an outstanding block by Andrea Sampson.
You know what? I personally think you should get a technical for flops
that's,
like that.
You know, that's what the
that's
rule
what
was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Now Yvonne with a drive from the free throw line, up and good, and a foul on Kai Kaler. What a nice drive. Yvonne Mixon got it at the high post, right side, drove down the right side of the lane, took the contact, put it up and in, draws the foul. Kaler with her first, and that's 16 fouls now on Dunlap. Yvonne Mixon to the free throw line, streaks with a 26-23 lead, 38.3 to play in the half.
And Kaler complained to the official, now the coach is complaining to the official.
But, yeah, Yvonne misses the free throw, Emily Miner with a rebound, put back up and in. 28-23 streaks, equaling their biggest lead. I guess they didn't have a five-point lead before we had it wrong up there. So now the biggest lead of the ballgame at five, as it looks like Dunlap may work for one. We'll see here, 24 seconds to play. I'm guessing if Kaler gets an open three, she's going to fire it up.
Oh, we were up 19-14.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we did. All right, this is Sutter. Oh, Kaler's not even in the ballgame right now.
No, they took her out.
Now it's Taraji Davis. Bounce should have been a 3 second and got it back. Now pulls it back out. 8 seconds to play. Davis drives again. Free throw line spent.
5 second? Oh.
No, reach is going to be called on Kelsey Legg. That'll be her first foul and 15 foul on the streaks.
Yeah, honestly, not really a bad foul, though. It gets them out of their offensive set with 6 seconds left. And
they don't have Britter or Kaler to throw through on the inbound here. This is Tara Davis. Drives in right side. Got past the defense. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. High off the glass. No good. Rebound this time. Andrea Sampson as time runs out. We have played one half of basketball. It's been a pretty good half. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 28, the Dunlap Eagles 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy four tires, we'll give you four-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg. Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Find gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Jumpstart your morning with a sausage burrito. Everything you love about breakfast, wrapped up and ready to go for just $1. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them. Which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time. Brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Chris LeGros from WGIL, reminding you to get that hair on your head growing so you can shave it off and help kids with cancer on Saturday, March 3rd. Galesburg Shave for Kids benefiting St. Baldrick's will be from noon to 6 that day at Sidetracks. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Dunlap Eagles 28-23. Streaks with a 9-9 record on the season. Dunlap comes in with a record of 11-4. Streaks playing a pretty good first half here. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Galesburg sophomore girls lost here tonight by a final of 49. Actually, I forgot to write down. I think it ended up 49-44, I believe it was. Yeah, because I think they were down 40.
Yeah, it was 49-44.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, because they were down 47-44 at one point, and then had to foul and turn it over once. So sophomore's fault. All right, I was wrong about the upcoming schedule. I said we have two games both Saturday and Monday. Streaks will play twice on Saturday as they open the King tournament, and two games actually on the road. It's kind of interesting. We talked to Coach Massey about this, that some of the things you're having to do to get teams to participate in a tournament, and this time around having to go on the road. So we'll go up south of the south suburbs to New Lenox, Illinois, to take on Providence Catholic. That game at noon on Saturday will take the air at 11:40 for the pregame. Then they'll play a second game. They will travel over west a little bit off I-80 to Manuka to take on the Indians, right?
Yep.
And Providence is the
Celtics.
Celtics, yes. Let's see. So we'll play Manuka 4:30, about a 4:06 pregame or 4:10 pregame coming up on Saturday afternoon. Prior to that, though, Thursday night, the Streaks will take on the Rock Island Rocks here at John Thiel Gym. Western Big Six Conference game, and Texas Tech is where Chris Lincar, the point guard for Rockies, going. Bree Beal, the junior, undecided as of yet, waiting for the best deal, I guess. And they'll be a good team. We'll see on Thursday night here. Just hope, you know, the Streaks honestly did not play a bad game up there when we played up there. Lost fairly handily, but didn't play as bad a game as we've played up there in past years. So hopefully they can make a good showing again. Now, we found out the Rocky game the other night where UT gave them a close game, they had at least a couple of girls out sick, and I'm guessing possibly with Beal and or Carr. I'm not sure, but that's why their game with UT was, what, a 52-44 final last Thursday?
Right, yeah. It was a tight game.
But they had Rocky apparently had some illness, so that was part of the reason for that. All right, so then Friday night, the Galesburg High boys will be back in action, and they will be, hosting the Moline Maroons here at John Thiel Gym. And then coming up on Saturday, the boys will play twice. Their first game will be a 1:10 pregame, 1:30 tip, and that'll be against Manuka, but that'll be here at John Thiel Gym. That'll be followed by the girls' game. Of course, what we're probably going to do is the first girls' game at Providence, we'll probably cut our post game short to get into the boys game, which will be starting pretty close to that time. And then we'll have time to get a whole post game in after our Manuka game, and then the boys will play again on Saturday night, and they will take on Main South on Saturday night here at John Thiel Gym. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock scheduled tip here on WGIL. Then Monday, the boys play against Peoria High Lions on Monday morning, 10:06 pregame, 10:30 tip. Then it'll be the girls taking on the Bloomington Purple Raiders, 1:40 pregame, 2 o'clock tip. Eric and I will be here for this. Of course, Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman for the boys' games. And then the boys will play again Monday night. They will play for the third time this season, the Dunlap Eagles. They played them twice at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. They'll play them here in the Martin Luther King Tournament. And there's a possibility they could see him in the postseason as well. So the boys play Dunlap, 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip on Monday night. We'll join the Illini in progress after that. They'll be on the road at Nebraska. And then the girls will be on the road to United Township Thursday the 18th. And the boys hosting Quincy Friday. Then Saturday the girls will take on LaSalle Peru on that Saturday morning. Then they'll play Morton on that Saturday evening, the 20th. So that's our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 28-23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
Stick it to me.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, because tomorrow is never promised. Don't wait to protect the ones you love with life insurance for any budget. Partly cloudy tonight, fog overnight with a low of 19. Some dense fog early tomorrow morning, otherwise partly sunny skies and a high of 38. While Wednesday, partly sunny and a high of 45. It's 32 at WGIL.
Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Learn more at WGIL.com.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Dunlap Eagles 28-23. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. First off, scoring-wise for the Streaks, some great balance. 9 points. Andrea Sampson led the way, 3 three-pointers. 4 points for Emily Meinert on 2 baskets. 4 points for Yvonne Mixon on 2 baskets. 4 points for Chloe McCarthy, a basket and 2 free throws. 3 points for Kelsey Legg on a three. Lauren Campbell with 2 on 2 free throws. 2 points for Deja Range on a basket. Streaks, 4 three-pointers, 4 for 7 from the line. Dunlap, 10 points from Kai Kaler, a couple of threes, a 2 and 2 for 2 from the line, 2 from Anisanya. Britter hasn't scored, 3 from Taraji Davis, 2 from Tara Davis. L. Sutter with 4 points. Dunlap, 2 threes, 3 for 5 from the line.
Streaks, 10 turnovers, 3 turnovers for Dunlap. Streaks out rebound the Eagles, 20 to 14. Dunlap, 9 of 30 from the field, 2 of 8 from downtown. Streaks are 10 of 20, 4 of 10 from downtown.
Kaler missed a shot from the left baseline. Yvonne Mixon with the rebound. We got Riley Jenkins out there to start the second half for the Streaks.
Right before the horn to switch to start the second half, Kelsey Legg went sprinting in the locker room.
Now driving down the right side after Streaks turned it over, Elle Sorensen lays it up and in. She's got 4, make it 28-25 Streaks. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Chloe McCarthy, right wing, out high right side to Andrea Sampson. Andrea pulls it back out. On the dribble, be careful.
No.
Going to get a 5 call now. Her bounce pass is stolen away by Sanya. Sanya drives down the right side, lays it up, missed it. I think Riley Jenkins may have gotten a piece. Now Sorensen has it blocked by Chloe McCarthy. She gave up on it, looking at the official for a foul. Now Chloe has it left wing.
Who got that rebound for the Streaks?
I think it was Andrea, actually.
Andrea, okay.
Andrea's got it, left baseline.
Well, good job right there by Riley Jenkins sprinting all the way back. She was able to bother the shot, what should have been an easy layup, and now Coach Massey's going to call a full timeout.
6:35 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 28-25. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy 3 tires and get one for $1 or pay full price for 4 tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy 3, get 1 for $1. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you 4 beautiful tires for the price of 3 plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
You cannot have morals or principles only when it's convenient.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
6:35 to play third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Dunlap Eagles 28-25. Tom Erdith there, Gibson to John Thiel. Jim Streaks with the basketball. Andrea Sampson right side. It goes to Chloe McCarthy. Back to Andrea between the circles. Fires a long 3. Good! Her 4th of the ball game.
You think that's what Coach Manson just drew up?
I think so. 12 for Andrea, 31-25 Streaks with 6:15 to play now in the third quarter.
More impressively, she's 4 for 4 from downtown.
That is pretty impressive. Kaler with it on the dribble left side. Tried to get on the pick and roll to Sanya. Got knocked away by Emily Miner, but she lost a handle on it. Sanya got it back and put it up and in.
Yeah, for some reason, she just couldn't find the ears on it, and then it ended up in Sanjay's hands.
This is Riley Jenkins, inside pass, stolen away. Now it's going to go to the floor. Fortunately, it's a tie-up, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Riley threw it into too much traffic that time, trying to get it into Yvonne. And she'll be replaced. Kelsey Legg back in.
I think Riley was having a problem in there being able to see the moving defenders. It seemed like every time she went for a pass, it was just a fraction of a second too late, and there was a defender cutting in front.
Kelsey Legg left baseline for 3. Good! Wow. Nothing but net for Kelsey. She's got a couple of them tonight on the feed from Chloe McCarthy, 34-27 Streaks. This is Kaler, left side, now goes toward the top of the key, drives down left, kicks out to Taraji Davis for 3 left baseline. That's up and good. Well, they've got some shooters as well.
However, I will tell you that I'd rather this become a 3-point shooting contest, because I think that bodes well for the Streaks than
Absolutely.
Have them decide to start going inside to Britter, who still has
hasn't scored. Has not scored.
No. Yeah.
Chloe McCarthy out high left side, out high right side. It goes to Kelsey Legg. She'll bring it back to the left and gives to Andrea between the circles. Now right wing, Chloe drives baseline, stops, picks up. Bounce for Yvonne Mixon up off the glass, can't in. Yvonne gets her own rebound, up in and out, no good. Emily Miner skies for the rebound, up off the glass and in. Great job by the Streaks. That was an outstanding pass, as you mentioned, from Chloe McCarthy to Yvonne Mixon. Yvonne just couldn't get it to fall, but Emily there to clean it up. 36-30 Streaks.
I don't know how she wrapped that pass in around the defense, but a great job by Chloe. And Yvonne, again, showing the good hands.
Now it's Britter down on the right block, turns, bounces into, knocked Yvonne Mixon off the block. And they didn't call that, but then when she went up for the shot, they call Yvonne for the foul. That was a tough one. And I'm not going to say Yvonne didn't foul her, but boy, Britter pushed off and knocked Yvonne down off the block, so she'll go to the free throw line with two shots and hit the first. 36-31.
Scores her first point of the game.
First foul on Yvonne. Deja Range will come in and replace her with 4.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Second shot is up and bounces around and falls through as Lauren Campbell will check in and replace Chloe McCarthy. So Britter's first 2 points, free throws here with 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
I never understand that. Davis was back there just deterring the Streaks from throwing it to Kelsey, but then once the ball got inbounded to Lauren, she went back to the other side of the floor, so then Kelsey was able to get the ball right away.
Andrea Sampson to Kelsey Legg, fires just inside. The three-point arc, good! Wow, you talk about feeling it. Kelsey with an 18-footer, 38-32 Streaks. So Kelsey Legg finding some offense. Sorensen over the top to Britter, down under the paint, puts it up, no good. Rebound tapped around. Finally, Kayla gets it. Ooh, unfortunate for Andrea Sampson. The ball bounced in the corner, and Andrea was just in a bad spot, got called for the foul. That is the first on Andrea, second team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. 3:55 to play in the third. Streaks lead 38-32. This is Taraji Davis out high left side, working against Kelsey Legg. Gets picks on both sides, drives down the right side, gives to Kaler on the wing, working against Andrea Sampson. Could have been a moving pick there. Kaler drives down the left side, lays it up off the glass and in.
Could have been a travel, too.
Yeah. Now Kelsey gets knocked away, stolen by Davis. I thought there could have been some contact there as Sanye missed the shot. Deja Range with the rebound, gets knocked to the floor, no call. Davis puts it up off the glass and in. So Davis 5 in the quarter, 8 in the game, and it's 38-36 Streaks as they turn it over. Taraji Davis down the right side against Kelsey Legg. Bounced off of her, knocked her off the block, and missed the shot. Kelsey with the rebound. Kaler stepped out of bounds.
She's out of bounds!
Kaler had a hold of the ball along with Kelsey Legg standing out of bounds, and they're giving the ball to Dunlap.
I don't know how you don't... How you call that?
But the call he made, he said it was tipped by Dunlap. That's not what happened.
No.
She was standing out of bounds with her hands on the ball. And now Coach Cassidy's wanting an explanation. He's not talking to her.
And now she's standing up.
Wow, I don't blame her.
Well, I think that's a terrible technical because you just changed the call
without
right in front of their bench and didn't give the coach an explanation.
Yeah.
That's a terrible technical foul to be called, and the coach unfortunately now is Coach Cassidy going to have to sit down the rest of the game, but. And now she's going to call a full timeout. Can she call a full timeout?
I'm not sure. That's
I don't think
Coach
you Mass can.
Is asking.
I don't think you can call a full timeout.
Not before the technical. I think she. Wow.
And they're going to give it to her.
Well, I thought the technical shots happened first. But,
right.
Yeah, I agree that was not a good technical because he changed the call, no explanation. She's asking him about it and then probably complained, and then he blew the whistle. Like, I don't know. That was a tough one for
him. Yeah, to me, you have to do one of two things. You either have to go explain it, and then if she complains too much, you tee her up, or you got to not explain it and then let her complain.
But I'm not sure what prompted him to change the call because the other officials kind of maybe from a distance said something. I don't know, but it wasn't – you know, she was standing out of bounds with her hands on the ball. It was a tie-up.
Right.
And so I don't know how it got to
the moment she touched the ball, it should have been streak ball.
Right.
Because she was standing out of bounds.
Yeah.
That's what should have been called. And the fact that this is the thing that drives me nuts about high school sports. At no point did they get together.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I don't know if one of them indicated from a distance that it should have been. I don't know. I don't know what prompted him to change the call. And then no explanation. I mean, usually when the calls change, you at least go try to explain it to the coach. So Kelsey Legg's going to shoot the technical shots.
I'm kind of surprised by this.
Yeah,
to
me
be
too.
Honest.
But I guess with a hot hand, and she nails that one. I guess understandable that she's feeling it. So
right, she's the second leading free throw maker at with 39 now in the season, and 40 she hits them both. So it's a moot point as she came in at 60%. But you had Emily in the game, and she came into the game at 70%.
At a season high, if not a career high, Kelsey's got 10 points right now. 40-36, Streaks lead, 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks have the basketball as well after the technical on the bench. Ooh, another turnover as Sanye tried to get it.
Actually had 10 against Metamora as well in the second game of the season. She must have liked the middle line I teams.
Yeah,
she had 7 against East Peoria.
Well, let's have her get 30 against Morton coming up on in a couple weeks, right? Top of the key, Andrea Sampson. Left wing, Lauren Campbell. Long three-pointer. Bounces off, no good, right on target. But the rebound comes down to Taraji Davis on the weak side for the Eagles.
I feel like the Streaks as a team are shooting with a lot of confidence in this one compared to what we've seen in recent weeks.
Kaler with it on the dribble, takes it out, top of the key. Dribbles right, now kicks it to the right baseline to Sorensen. She'll bring it back to the wing. Bounces to Britter mid-post. 12-footer up, way off the mark, but the rebound unfortunately went right back in her hands, and she missed that one. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound. Streaks have her frustrated, that's for sure.
Well, I don't understand her shot selection, really. If they're going to let – she had the one shot where she went in and she was able to bang and get to the rim.
Oh,
that's a bad call. That's a travel call.
Emily got it, posted up, and they all she did was get the ball and start to pivot, and they called the travel.
Yeah, and she had the one where the officials basically let her play, and then that one now she's like fading away on everyone.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll say is she looks just as tall as Yvonne.
So yeah, that's what I thought.
6'1 is a little bit of a stretch.
And headed to Northern Illinois University, play some basketball. So they say. Taraji Davis down the left side of the lane, puts it up and rolled it up and in. That was a tough move. Got it over the outstretched arm, or actually under the outstretched arm of Emily Meinert, and spun it up off the glass and in. Taraji.
Kind of a quick shot, too, because Emily went up to try to get the block, and by the time she got up there, the ball had already snuck under her hand.
She's got 10 in the game, 40-38 Streaks, a minute 20 to play here in the third quarter. Megan Lingenfeld down on the left block to Emily Meinert, up off the glass, missed it. Took some contact and missed it. Now Britter lost the rebound, and is going to go back to the Streaks.
Emily did right there what Christina Britter has been doing all game, and she faded away. She needs to absorb the contact and go forward.
Inbound Megan Lingenfeld to her right baseline for three. Off the back iron, no good. Emily Meinert with the rebound traveled. Yep, they called it that time. Yeah, she came down, and kind of think one of her teammates might have bumped her a little bit, so she took a step and wasn't able to hold on. 67 seconds to play in the third quarter. Streaks leading 40-38. Dunlap with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Backdoor Kaler goes, drives in and fouls. That was a good foul. Yvonne Mixon and Kelsey Legg sandwiched her. Good help. Oh, they're going to call it on Kelsey. That's going to be her second. But that was a good foul. But you put Kaler at the free throw line. She is 2 for 2 tonight. She's got 12 points.
Make her earn it the hard way.
Yep. First one is up and good. She's got a really flat shot. You notice it on her threes. It goes through really quickly because it's so flat, and even on the free throw. Riley Jenkins replaces Kelsey Legg. 1 minute to play, third quarter. Streaks lead 40-39. Kai Kaler at the free throw line. She'll play basketball at Southern Illinois University Edwardsville next year as she picks up her 14th point there. 40-40. Yvonne Mixon brings it across midcourt. And, a pass stolen away, and nope, Kaler lost it out of bounds. Streaks got a break there with 52.1 to play. Got to get a guard closer to the ball there. Yvonne needed some help and had to throw across court. Inbound comes to Andrea Sampson in the backcourt. Now Emily Meinert, now it's Riley Jenkins, and she'll bring it across. Streak Biggs getting her hands on the ball an awful lot in the backcourt. Now Riley getting bumped, no call.
Oh, that's a quick five-second call.
Wow.
You actually have to count to five. You can't just guess it.
Plus, Sonya was bodying up on her the whole time. So quickly, Riley will go back to the bench, and Kelsey Legg comes back in. 41.4 to play. Dunlap with the basketball here in the third quarter. We're tied at 40.
Well, I'll tell you what, these guards for Dunlap, every time Riley comes in the game, they're looking their chops because they're taking advantage of the freshmen in this one.
Davis gives to Sorensen right of the center circle. Looks like they'll try to work for one unless they maybe get an easy back door. Davis. Kelsey Legg on her. And now, boy, should have been a moving pick. Yeah, that's going to be a foul on Christina Britter. Yeah, that's a good call. She again, Davis didn't use the pick well enough, and she stepped out and put the shoulder and hip into Kelsey Legg. So Christina Britter picks up her third foul, and I'm guessing, yep, she's going to go right to the bench. Coming in will be Tara Davis.
Yeah, there's no way you risk it at this point. With only 20 seconds left in the quarter, you don't want her picking up the other one.
Oh, my goodness. That was a bad turnover. Emily Miner took the inbound, and Kelsey Lake came up to receive the ball, and Kelsey was going full speed and just bounced right off her and went out of bounds. And they're going to bring Britter back in for offense here with 16.5 to play in the quarter.
Oh, maybe she'll do another illegal screen.
Yeah. 16.5 to play, tied at 40. I'm not sure why you went to the person with somebody guarding her, not to one of the other guards who was open that time. This is Sutter with it, with 8 seconds to play. Sutter on the dribble with seven, now with six. Dribbles left, carried it, drives down the left side.
Oh,
hand check, are you kidding me? Wow. Get some consistency, please. Who'd they call it on?
Emily, that's her second.
Just be consistent. Yeah, you had Riley Jenkins getting bodied up and bumped. Now Kaler fires flops a shot, can't hit him, fell and flop. Streaks have it. Three-quarter court shot by Kelsey Legg. You know what started that shooting streak by Kelsey Legg? Probably that long, more than half-court three-pointer down at Quincy. We played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 40, Dunlap 40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Let me get a McPick 2.
Keep the cheers going. McPick 2 is aiming for another win this season. The new lineup just made McPick 2 a powerhouse with the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, and the savory sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Yeah, we gotta say, folks, things are getting pretty hot in here. The new McPick 2 for $5 menu is a sure deal. Choose any two favorites for just $5. Mix and match yours today. At participating McDonald's, limited time offer, single item at regular price.
Anything under your vehicle that affects drivability, we can fix it. Tires, shocks, brakes, wheel alignment, even air conditioning. Just give us a call.
You better call Dave's.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Fourth quarter underway, Dunlap with the basketball, and a double dribble called on Christina Britter. She took the pass and bounced it when she took it, gathered it, then dribbled again, got called for the double dribble.
Yeah, unfortunately, you don't see that call very often, even though it's clearly a double dribble.
Streaks with the basketball, fourth quarter just underway. Tom Erdith there, Gibson here at Galesburg High School, John Thiel Gym. We are tied at 40. Whoa, dangerous pass there. Kelsey got it through to Chloe McCarthy. Now Andrea Sampson, Kelsey Legg. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy. Dunlap is stuck with the 2-3 zone. Andrea out high right side. Now to Kelsey, top of the key. Back to the right wing to Andrea. Right gives way to Emily Miner. Back out high right side, Kelsey Legg. Chloe, Andrea now left wing. Now Chloe, top of the key. High post, Emily to Kelsey. Now it's Chloe, left wing to Andrea Sampson. Good ball movement by the Streaks. And now Kelsey for three, right wing, bounces high, no good on target, and the rebound comes down to Chloe. She puts it up, can't hit, and now Andrea's going to get called for going over the back, unfortunately. Wrong place, wrong time there. But Chloe, the ball came down so quickly to her, and she wasn't sure where to go, so she tried to get the shot up and hadn't gotten her balance. That three from Kelsey was right on the mark again. That was just too strong.
Well, I'll tell you what, with how well Dunlap's played this season, I would imagine if you told Coach Massey it's 40-40 going to the fourth, he's happy with that.
Yep, absolutely. This is Taraji Davis on the right wing, hands off to Kaler. Kaler brings it out high, out between the circles now. Kaler on the dribble, could have been an illegal screen again. That time Sorensen put her shoulder into Andrea Sampson as she went by. Now Taraji Davis bounces for Britter, spins into the paint, and puts that one up and in.
Her
same move again. But
her first bucket of the game.
She's got 4 points. 42-40. Dunlap, 6:24 to play in the ball game. Streaks got to get some offense.
Scoreboard has her with 3 points.
Andrea Sampson, right wing. Oh, come on. Now, you know, she may have drugged that foot, but I'm asking, consistency is all we ask for. I mean, it's been going on all night. You haven't been calling it. Now you call one that we don't think was a travel, and that one may have been a ticky-tack travel. just be consistent, just like with the hand check. I mean, you call it once, you've been bumping and pushing all night on the guards and not calling it. This is Taraji Davis on the dribble, left side. Left wing, it goes to Sorensen. Sorensen brings it back out between the circles, dribbles right. Picks up and gives to Kaler, right wing. She'll bring it back out. Drives to the free throw line, picks up to Britter in the paint, spins back the other way. 10-footer up and no good. Rebound, Yvonne Mixon. Again, Britter fading away on the shot. I guess that must be what she does because it's been the same shot all night. And she's only hit one of them. Don't dribble, Kelsey. Don't dribble it, or Chloe. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, she recognized she didn't get anybody to come get the ball from her.
Again, she took the pass and it bounced. As she caught it and lost and bounced.
No.
And now, where's. Oh, thank you. Now Britter gets called for the foul.
That should be her fourth.
Yeah, that as Yvonne Mixon got bumped from behind, trying to get it to the high post. So Christina Britter picks up her fourth foul. Just the fourth team foul now on, or yeah, third team foul on Dunlap here in the second half. 5:34 to play. Streaks trailing 42-40. Tara Davis will replace Christina Britter. I'm actually surprised she had her in there to start the fourth quarter with three. Now Chloe for three, left baseline, bounces off, no good. Rebound tipped up by Yvonne, but Tara Davis comes away with it. Now Taraji Davis. She'll bring it across in the center circle. Taraji Davis on the dribble, now pulls it back out. Goes left to the wing. Gives to Sorensen. Sorensen, top of the key, spins back to the right in the paint. Bounces for Tara Davis, back out to Sorensen. Now that's way more than 3 seconds in the lane as Sorensen drives in. Tara Davis went in the lane, lost the ball, finally got the pass off to Sorensen. She was in the lane that whole time when Sorensen drove in and hit the shot. And that's what the Streaks bench was yelling, 3 seconds. Andrea Sampson for three, right wing, in and out, no good. Emily Miner with a rebound, out to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Andrea for three out high right side. Good! So Andrea Sampson for three. And it's 44-43 Dunlap. 4:40 to play in the ball game.
Who threw the pass, Kelsey?
It was Emily. I believe it was Emily. Now it's Tara Davis on the dribble. Be careful there, Yvonne, on the reach. Good help by Andrea Sampson. Now it's Taraji Davis out high right side directing some traffic. Taraji Davis is one of the more physical guards that we've seen this year for no bigger than she is, but she's strong. Right wing, this is Kaler. Traveled and they didn't call it.
Oh, we're going to get a. This official likes to call the reach whenever Kaler has the basketball.
Yeah. I mean, she traveled before she put the ball on the floor.
That's on Chloe.
So Chloe McCarthy, first foul. Inbound. 4:11 to play. This is Kaler. Right baseline for three. Bounces off and foul. Oh, wow. I thought it bounced off. It bounced and hit the rim and then got the shooter's roll there. Kaler with her third three of the ball game. She's got 17. Make it 47-43 Dunlap. Under 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Dangerous pass to Kelsey Legg on the right side.
Chloe was open underneath, but Kelsey was worried to pull the trigger on it.
Chloe left side, swing it to Kelsey out high on the right side. Kelsey puts on the floor, drives baseline, leans in, no call as Kaler knocked her to the floor, and the Streaks are going to get it back. And it'll be Kelsey Legg to inbound from the right baseline. 3:35 to play in the ball game. Streaks trailing 47-43, inbound, knocked away by,
he's going to say it was touched.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't think it was.
Well, it looked like it went another direction. That's why I thought Davis got, or Sanya got a fingertip on it as Britter checks back in and replaces Tara Davis.
Well, the official up top is agreeing with you, so.
Now he's a good official. Again. The one that called the bad technical. All right. Kelsey Legg to inbound from out far on the right baseline. Got to get it in, and finally, got knocked away, and now it's going to go to the backcourt and stolen by Taraji Davis to Britter at the free throw line. 14-footer, missed it, and a rebound. Yvonne Mixon, I'm not sure why you take that shot there on a fast break.
I think Britter's pressing.
Oh, now Kelsey double dribbled. And Kelsey just got a technical for throwing the ball away from the official. I couldn't tell because what the official said, I saw the ball come up. It looked like Kelsey grabbed it, was going to make the pass and change her mind. But I don't know, maybe she didn't get that other hand on the ball, and that's why she didn't like the call. I don't know. But rather than giving the ball to the official, she threw the ball off to her left and immediately got the technical foul.
That's not the first time she's done that either. She got warned about that in Mattoon.
So now that counts as a personal foul, so she's got two fouls now. And Kai Kaler goes to the free throw line with two shots, and Dunlap will get the ball. Coach Matsy up and good.
Coach Matsy's going to get her out of there too.
5 for 5 from the line for Kaler. Second one is up and in and out. No good on that one. 48-43, but Dunlap gets the ball back, and Riley Jenkins will check in. 3:21 to play. Streaks trailing by 5.
Well, it's not the kind of technical you can afford in a tight game either, because it doesn't do any, you know, it doesn't further any purpose. What are, you're just going to show your frustration that you don't agree with the official's call. I don't understand. Let Coach Matsy, if he thinks a technical needs to be taken there, let him take it.
Right.
All you're doing is getting yourself in the doghouse with the coaching staff.
Taraji Davis on the dribble in the center circle. Good help by Chloe McCarthy. Chloe comes up with a steal. Good double by Chloe, and she comes up with a steal.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think Taraji Davis is a very good ball handler, and I think that they need to attack her more when she's got the ball.
Full timeout called by Evan Massey. We'll take one as well. 3:02 to play. Streaks trail 48-43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg. MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
3:02 to play in the ball game. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim, the Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Dunlap Eagles 48-43. Dunlap got 6 votes in the 3A poll last week. They're 11-4 coming into this game. Chloe McCarthy will inbound from just in front of the Streaks coaching staff. And Coach Massey's still having a conversation with one of the officials. I'm not sure what about.
I'm kind of surprised that Kelsey Legg's back in the game so quickly.
Kelsey has it left to the center circle. Now bounces to Javon Mixon, high post. Missed Emily, now gives to Andrea right wing. Drives, pulls up with a 10-footer, can't hit. Kaler down with a rebound for Dunlap.
I didn't like that shot from Andrea because I thought she had a more open look from three. I have no problem with her going in, but when she went in, there was a collapse by the defense, and she had to shoot that one a little flat to try to get it by the hands.
Kaler penetrates, gets to Britter down on the right block, spins, fades away again, missed the bank shot.
Well, for what it was worth, Britter was in the lane the entire possession.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, we're not going to call 3 seconds.
Now the Streaks turn it over as Sanya jumps in the passing lane, steals it, drives down the left side, lays it up and in. Streaks letting it get away a little bit, down by 7.
Man,
now
Emily Meyer
knocked away by Kaler. That should have been a foul on Kaler at near midcourt. Now Chloe McCarthy for 3 left side. That's way short. Emily Meyer with a rebound, blocked from behind by Kaler, but Yvonne Mixon there to clean it up and put it back in. And a timeout called by the Streaks.
Last one.
Another full timeout. That'll be the final one. 2:07 to play. Streaks trail 50-45. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Learn more at WGIL.com.
2:07 to play. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Dunlap Eagles 50-45. Here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, Dunlap with the basketball. They'll bring it the length of the court. Streaks better get somebody back. They've got 2 players deep. Here we go. Sorensen to inbound, and it comes to Kaler. And that should be a carry. She bounced the ball over her head going through the trap. Wow.
Well, and on top of it, she had to recollect herself and dribble again, so it should have been double dribble.
Wow. I don't know how that doesn't get called. Kaler left to the center circle. Now, that should have been a 5 call. That was more time than the 5 that was called the other way. Davis left to the center circle, working against Kelsey Legg. Now Andrea Sampson picks her up. Now Kaler in the center circle. and tapped away by Kelsey. That probably should have been a reach that they didn't call.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
She tapped the ball away, but she had her hand on the body and still leaned into her. I'm surprised it wasn't called. Now Davis out high right side with Kaler has it now, and timeout called by Heather Cassidy.
Well, she's got four. So.
And this will be a 30 with 1:29 to play in the ball game. Streaks trailing 50-45. So we'll see now if she's going to try to run some more time, or maybe they're going to try to work for some, try to maybe get somebody back door or something.
Well, I would imagine what she's telling them right now is, hey, the streaks are going to start fouling here any second, so be prepared for it and hold on to the basketball. Yvonne Mixon in this game with 14 rebounds. She had 16 last game against Quincy. Let me look back and see. 10 against Olney, 12 against Altamont. So she had four of her last five games she's been in double digits.
And I thought she had a 16-rebound game in the tournament as well.
No.
In the holiday tournament, or 14, something like that.
She had a 12 and a 10.
Oh, okay. Dunlap with the ball. Kaler. As Emily Minert reaches in on Kaler, that's probably not the person you want to foul.
And that's what I was just thinking. Why did you got a double team there? Get the ball out of Kaler's hands and then go foul whoever she passes it to.
Three on Emily Minert. Kaler will go back to free throw line. She's 5 of 6 tonight from the line. Headed to SIU Edwardsville. 1:24 to play, 50-45 Dunlap. Kaler in and out, no good. Emily Minert with a rebound.
Nobody went for the rebound from Dunlap.
No, that was kind of strange.
It's like they assumed it was a two-shot foul.
Kelsey for three right wing. That's way short. And Yvonne Mixon saves it inbounds. And now it's going to go off of Sonye. Yeah, Sonye knocked it out of bounds. I'm not so sure Yvonne didn't jump from out of bounds to save that.
Was that blocked? I mean, I don't understand how it was that short.
No, she just missed that one. 1:13 play. Street's got to get some offense going. Chloe, left wing.
Would you give Yvonne a rebound for that one?
Probably not.
Yeah, she never really had possession of a save.
Streets got to get a shot off. 1:02 to play. Passing it around. Now tried to get it down on the block to Yvonne and knocked away by Britter. Fortunately, Yvonne hustled after and got it back.
No.
Now pass stolen away. Tried to cross court it, and Davis steals it away. Streets, you got to go pick up.
50 seconds left. You got to go up there. The coaching staff telling them to get up there, and they're not going.
Now wait till she was getting rid of the ball, and that's when you should – wait for it to get into Davis's hands to foul her, but they foul Kaler, and she's going to go back to the free throw line with another. Was that last one? That was a one on bonus last time. She missed the front end, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she's got another chance at one on bonus with 43.5 to play.
The end of game situational play by the Streaks lately has left a lot to be desired.
Kaler got that one. She'll get the bonus. Yeah, I mean, there's not.
And I don't know
if the urgency on the offensive end, but then the same thing when you turn around after you miss a shot or turn it over, you don't have the urgency on the defensive end either as Kaler hits both.
Well, and it's not as if the coaching staff's not telling them. They were all up yelling.
Kelsey for three out high right side. Good. She's got another one and make it 52-48. And now they foul Kaler again with 33.3 to play.
Well, you just got to keep fouling at this point. At a four-point game, you need to get this down to a one-possession game, and that's going to take some scoring and some missed free throws. But
so Kaler back with two shots at it this time, as that was the 10th team foul on the streak. Three fouls on Dunlap this half, really?
Right.
Kaler's first shot up and good. I mean, and obviously the streaks are having to foul now, but still there was a pretty big discrepancy anyway.
Right.
Second shot for Kaler and nailed that one. 54-48. Streaks got to hustle it up. Kelsey Legg, right wing. Yvonne Mixon to Kelsey, right wing. Fires a three. That one's off the mark. Rebound. Megan Lingenfelter sneaks in for it. Puts it up. Can't hit, but she's fouled. And I think Britter may have just fouled out. Yep, Christina Britter picks up the foul. That is going to be 5 on her. So Megan Lingenfelter will go to the free throw line, and the Streaks have to score with the clock stopped. So Megan Lingenfelter will go to the free throw line with two shots. Did they not call it on Britter?
No, they called it on Kaler.
So Kaler picked up the foul. As Megan missed the first, and full timeout called by Heather Cassidy, 20.8 to play, Streaks trailing 54-48. So coming up on Thursday night, we'll have the Rock Island Rocks here at John Thiel Gym. That'll be an easy one. The Rocks' only losses to some of the best teams in the nation, but yet for some reason the pollsters here in Illinois have Montini ranked above them, even though they blew them out earlier this season. Edwardsville, I understand. I understand them being number one, but I can't remember who the other two teams above Rocky were. Montini and can't remember who the other one. But still, I mean, 11-4, and your only losses. The only game that wasn't close was the game against Carmel, Indiana, that has seven Division I players. The other games against the top teams in the nation they lost to were like 2-3 or 1-3 point games, something like that, in the holiday tournament. But anyway, so they'll be here Thursday night. Eric and I will be here, 6:06 pregame, 6:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. Megan Lingenfelter back to the free throw line with 20.8 to play. Streets trailing 54-48. All right. Streaks trying to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. And Megan hits the second. Inbound comes to Sorensen. That's who you foul. And Emily Miner actually grabbed her. And that's, that should, again, I say all the time, and against us too, that should be an intentional foul because she came up behind her and just grabbed her on the hips rather than going for the ball. And that's four on Emily. I think that's just four.
Yeah.
Now she's waiting.
I had her for four.
Well, she's replaced by Lauren Campbell.
Yeah, I think
I don't know.
He may just be getting another shooter in the floor.
Okay. So this time it'll be Elle Sorensen going to the free throw line with two shots for Dunlap. 18.4 to play, 54-49, Eagles lead. And she hits the first. It's kind of a strange, almost two-hand-looking shot, but she put it up and in. 55-49. Second shot up and good as well. Andrea Sanford across midcourt, 17 to play, knocked away from behind by Sanye, and the Streaks will get it back on the near sideline with 15.5 to play.
Streaks have got to be aware of where the defenders are. I mean, you got to be calling out that there's a defender coming from behind, and, you know, Sanye's got to go and steal that ball. I don't know why she just knocked it out of bounds.
Megan Lingenfelter for three, can't hit, it's going to go out of bounds. Oh, saved in by Lauren Campbell. You might mix it up off the glass and in. Good hustle by Lauren. 56-51, 5 seconds to play, and now Streaks don't even foul. Or they're fouling, but they're not calling it. Megan actually reached in like four times, and they didn't call it. And that's what Coach Massey's saying. She fouled her down on the baseline. 0.7 seconds left, so a moot point right now. So Taraji Davis will go to the free throw line with two shots for Dunlap. 0.7 to play in the game. Streaks will fall back below 500 again. We've kind of been up and down throughout the season. That'll drop us to 9-10. Davis' first shot is up and good. Well, they're all pretty good free throw shooters from what we've seen here in the fourth quarter. They've only missed two. 57-51. Now 58-51 as she hits both. Inbound to Kelsey Lake, three-quarter court shot, no good, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Dunlap Eagles. Final score, Dunlap 58, Galesburg 51. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time player of the game as well. Streaks fall 58-51, Galesburg down 9-10 on the season, Dunlap now 12-4 with the victory. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball at 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
If you see the new gray WGIL button, you should say,
"Stick it to me."
Go to one of our participating sponsors and pick up the gray WGIL button and stick it to you. If our button spotter sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash. Pick up your free WGIL button today at Carmark Tire and Auto at Sandberg Mall in Galesburg and at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Get stuck with the gray WGIL button today to win cash.
Stick it to me.
Learn more at WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, because tomorrow is never promised. Don't wait to protect the ones you love with life insurance for any budget. Partly cloudy tonight, fog overnight with a low of 19. Some dense fog early tomorrow morning, otherwise partly sunny skies and a high of 38. Well, Wednesday, partly sunny and a high of 45. It's 32 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall to the Dunlap Eagles by a final of 58-51. Galesburg outscored in that fourth quarter 18-11. In the third quarter, they were outscored 17-12, up 28-23 at halftime. And Streaks not able to hold on, got themselves in a situation where they had to commit some fouls late. And Dunlap converted from the free throw line and were able to go on to the win here tonight. Final Dunlap 58, Galesburg 51. Streaks now 9-10 on the season. Dunlap moves to 12-4. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. You know, one of the things I'm going to mention, you look at the score sheet and see Christina Britter with 4 points, and Coach Massey's going to say, yeah, if you tell me she's only got 4 points and we overall play a pretty good game, you think you're in pretty good shape and a chance to win a game, which, yeah, you did have chances, but then late, just some things happen, and you know, the technical was a key point there, but then some bad turnovers after that as well, and again, we've talked about it, not as much of a change in the body language this time, but a little bit of it.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is that you can't turn the ball over 24
right.
times.
Yeah.
They turned the ball over again 24 times, 6 turnovers for Dunlap. So, you know, that's a crucial error in a game like this. You cannot turn the ball over against a good team this many times and expect to prevail. And you look at that fourth quarter down the stretch, that's what happened. There was the technical, then one turnover and then one almost turnover right after that.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating because you're in the game. You have some chances and, you know, take away even half the turnovers. I mean,
right.
And they were pretty steady with it, 3 turnovers each half for Dunlap. So a tough one tonight here for the Streaks. And, again, they dropped below 500. And, you know, we were talking off the air about this a little bit, that this was going to be a really, really tough stretch for the Streaks of about, what, 6 games or so in a row that they're going to have to play really, really well to have any chance of winning. And, you know, Rocky's going to be – that'll be a tough haul. But even the rest of these teams, I'm not sure how good Providence and Manuka are. Manuka's been pretty good over
year
the years.
Year out, yeah.
Yeah, and Providence don't know. They can recruit. So
well,
you
but here's the other thing. Regardless, you're
right.
Going to their places – and you're playing at noon on Saturday, which
yeah.
means that's going to be an early morning.
Right, right. Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right place for your next project. Coach, you know, we look looking at the scorebook, we were just saying, like, you know, if somebody tells you before the game that Britter only scores 4 points and is in foul trouble, you think you're going to be in pretty good shape against a team like this, but just and you're in the game. But again, we had you for 24 turnovers, and even with that, you still seem to have some chances there, at least early to midway through that fourth quarter.
I don't know what you had as a split. You got me?
Yep.
A split. What was the split in halves as far as turnovers?
10 in the first half, 14 in the second half.
Yeah. Surprised me. I thought it would be a bigger differential than that. I thought we were much better in the first half than we were in the second half. And, you know, we struggled with that, wanting to skip it. And their people were sitting on that in the back part there and stuff. So unfortunate, because I thought we played significantly better than we have. I think we're, you know, I'd like to think, seeing where we how we played at Mattoon, and that maybe the Quincy game was just an abnormal one. But unfortunately, you know, this is a game we could have had, but proud of our effort, played pretty well.
Yeah, a very good defense, and they were a physical team. And like you said, with some of that skip pass, they were all pretty athletic, a lot of long arms out there as well, so that made that tough going. But the one other thing, you actually shot the ball very well tonight overall.
Yeah, we did. I think pleased. I think the guards, looking for their shots, and, Kelsey and Ann in particular, I thought did a nice job as far as with their shots and stuff. But, I thought in the first half there were three different segments where Dunlap made runs on us, and I thought, oh no, we answered it every single one of those times. And probably the bad thing was that we had halftime, that I thought we were in good shape. But again, you know, it comes down to the thing of we just aren't going to win games on this level turning the ball over 20 more times.
Yeah, and you know, it seemed we didn't see like we've seen in some games that change of body language when Dunlap made a run, and even like when you guys had the lead, or even when they took the lead, you didn't see that. Maybe a little bit, you know, midway, or you know, when they started to go on a run, and you know, we got the technical, so there's, you know, that's tough because you give them two free throws and the basketball, so that was kind of a tough stretch there, and then you come, I think, right back after that with a turnover too.
Yeah, and that was unfortunate, and you can't do and stuff. But, yeah, I thought on the whole, you know, it was pretty well officiated. I think you always are going to have, like, you know, when she picked up the technical with it, things of, you know, you always kind of have, then there's a, you know, I don't think, and it's not a reflection on anybody, but I just think what happens is once that technical is called, you as the other team, you got to weather about 3 or 4 minutes of,
yeah,
that you're not going to get many calls there. And there was a little of that, but I thought they did it was a well-officiated game.
I was surprised you shot the ball well from the perimeter. Surprised that your bigs weren't able to get more involved with Britter out for as long as she was with the foul trouble.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you.
No.
I thought, we didn't. I think we'll look back. I don't think we got the ball into the post as well or as often as we should have. With it in particular, I think, get it into the high post and dump it down low.
Thursday night, of course, you got Rock Island coming to town. I mean, you know, you talked about a tough stretch earlier in the season. My goodness, this stretch right now between the conference game with Rocky, and you've got the this game, the King Tournament, you're going to see some really good teams in that, and then we'll be on the road at UT. They're playing some pretty good basketball. It's a really tough key stretch for you. You're going to, I mean, any game, it doesn't matter who you're playing, you're going to have to play pretty well to win.
Yeah, usually the month of January is our toughest stretch. You know, like the middle of January with the King Tournament and a lot of games. And it will be, but, we're playing better. We just got to keep doing it. And said to the girls, we can't be satisfied. That, you know, that's the tough thing. If you lose games and all of a sudden, you know, you can't as a coach, you know, just stay critical. You got to end up giving some, you know, positives and stuff. And the danger is that fine line of you, are you too positive and then losing becomes too comfortable and too accessible to you and stuff. But I don't know. I thought for us, it still goes back to, I thought we were a lot better offensively. Yeah. We've been pretty stable defensively, but I just thought, you know, that that stretch in the second half that where we just didn't give ourselves shots, that we turned the ball over and things. So we'll have to see. You know, I mean, now, you know, I'm guessing we're a 4 or 5 seed, and probably a 4 seed would send us to Richwoods, and a 5 seed would send us to Macomb. So I don't know, you know, what way all of that works, but we can't worry about that. We've just got to keep working and get ourselves better.
Feel free to tell the girls that, you know, I said it's good that you're not peaking too soon, right?
That what?
That it's good that you're not peaking too soon.
Yeah.
We save that for late January and into February.
Yeah, Coach. Hopefully. But, you know, you see improvements, and it's just tough. But it's, you know, there's some things, like said to the girls, that, you know, usually we try to pick out 5 things in the scouting report that we don't want to happen. And, you know, I think we gave up 8 points on that. And that's, you know, those are things where, you know, good teams, what you do is in the scouting report, whether it's an out-of-bounds play or one particular trick play that they run or a pet play of an individual, that you focus and you take those away and you give yourself a head start. And, you know, unfortunately tonight we had 4 of those, and that's 8 points. That's the difference in the ball game.
Coach, always appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. We'll talk with you Thursday night.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 58-51. Come back and run down our postgame stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
At first, you thought it was a fluke. Driving home one night, you noticed things were a little blurry. All the lights coming towards you seemed to have halos around them, and you felt like you just couldn't see. When you got home, you Googled it, and everything pointed to night blindness. But you can't not go places at night. That's just not an option.
What is an option is making an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Call today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
My furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers, too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg, too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Every bit of it is designed to make the American people dislike Donald Trump.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings. WGIL.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Streaks fall 58-51 to the Dunlap Eagles. Our postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods downtown Kewaunee. Streaks led by Andrea Sampson with 15 points on 5 three-pointers, 13 points from Kelsey Legg, 3 threes, a 2, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 8 points for Yvonne Mixon, 4 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line, 6 points for Emily Minert on 3 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line, 4 points for Chloe McCarthy, a basket, 2 for 2 from the line, 2 points for Lauren Campbell on 2 free throws, 1 point for Megan Lingenfelter on 1 for 2 from the line. Deja Range with 2 points on a basket. Streaks, 8 three-pointers in the game, 7 for 11 from the free throw line. Dunlap led by Kai Kaler with 22 points, 2 twos, 3 threes, 9 for 11 from the free throw line. 12 points for Taraji Davis, 3 twos, a 3, and 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 6 points for Anise Sanye on 3 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Christina Britter, 1 basket, just 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for Elle Sutter off the bench, a couple of baskets in the first quarter. 2 points for Tara Davis on a basket in the first quarter. They had 4 threes, and they were 16 for 20 from the free throw line.
Well, team stats obviously aren't very pretty for the Streaks in this one, other than rebounds. I mean, but that's always rebounds always find to be a very interesting statistic, because, you know, you watch the pro level, the college level, and when one team usually blows the other team out in rebounds, it usually means that they won the game.
Right.
Oftentimes it seems like in these high school games, if one team's killing the other team in rebounds, it's because they can't make a shot. And that wasn't necessarily the case today, but Streaks turned the ball over 24 times, as I said with Coach Massey on the air, 10 times in the first half, 14 times in the second half. Dunlap with 6 turnovers in the game. So not a good ratio there for the Silver Streaks.
But I suppose if you look at an NBA game, if there was a turnover discrepancy like that with somebody killing somebody on the boards, you might have a similar result.
Right. 42-20 was the Streaks' rebounding edge. In fact, they had 20 rebounds in the first half, so Dunlap only got 6 rebounds in the second half. Offensive board, Streaks with an 18-11 advantage there. Dunlap shot at 19 of 52 from the field, including 4 of 10 from downtown. Streaks were 18 of 45, 8 for 24 from downtown. So they were 4 of 14 in the second half from three-point range, which isn't too bad. And, you know, 8 is a good number for the Streaks. Their high in the season's 9, so just one off their high for the season. Rebounding, or statistics in addition to the scoring that Tom told you about, Emily Meinert had 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. Yvonne Mixon, 15 boards and a block. And I actually, Tom, I told you the wrong thing on the air. After I went back and looked at the stats here, I read the wrong line. So she did actually have 16 rebounds against Mattoon.
Okay.
So this is her third straight double-digit rebound game. She had 16 against Mattoon, 16 against Quincy, and then 15 here tonight. Yvonne really getting some rebounds. Other than that, she's had five other games in which she's been in double digits, 14 against Salem, 14 against Peoria and Notre Dame, 10 against United Township, and 11 against Rockford East.
All right.
Deja Range had a pair of boards. Lauren Campbell just had the 2 points. Chloe McCarthy, 1 rebound, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. Andrea Sampson had 4 boards, 2 assists, 2 blocks. Megan Lingenfelter, 2 boards, 2 assists. And Kelsey Legg, 4 rebounds, 2 assists.
All right. Streaks fall 58-51. Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agent in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks fall 58-51 to the Dunlap Eagles. Galesburg now 9-10 on the season. Dunlap 11-4. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, there's a number of ways we could have gone. And, you know, what we decided to do, I mean, you had, of course, Kelsey Legg had a good game. I think her best scoring game was a streak with 13 points. Is that right? She had...
Yes.
Yeah, and then 4 rebounds, 2 assists, but had a little hiccup there in the fourth quarter. Yvonne Mixon with 8 points, 15 rebounds. Yvonne wins that award a lot, and deservedly so. And it's unfortunate that she didn't get the ball more down in the post. She or Emily, but to go along with those 15 rebounds, possibly another double-double. This time, the young lady who's struggled a little bit from the field at times, but shot the ball with great confidence tonight. And really got the Streaks going with 3 three-pointers in the first half and a couple of more in that second half, but really keyed the Streaks in that first half.
Yeah, we're going to go with the junior, Andrea Sampson, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. She was 5 of 6 from downtown, and realistically in that first half, she had all 4 of her threes in that first half were pretty big three-pointers.
So Andrea Sampson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streaks fall 58-51 was the final score. Sophomores also lose tonight 49-42. We're back at it on Thursday night when we play host to the Rock on the Rocks in Western Big Six action. Again, coming up on Thursday night, Eric and I will be here around 6:06 for the pregame and a 6:30 tip here on WGIL. Thanks again. I'm not sure if Brian's still there. Brian Prescott was. He got us on the air. I don't know if Brian's still there or not. I hope not for his sake. But either way, thank you so much. And thanks for listening tonight. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erdos saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.